This is the reading for July 9th. Job chapter 40. The Lord said to Job, "Will the person who argues with the Almighty correct him? Let the person who accuses God answer him." Then Job answered the Lord, "I am not worthy. I cannot answer you anything, so I will put my hand over my mouth. I spoke one time, but I will not answer again. I even spoke two times, but I will say nothing more." Then the Lord spoke to Job from the storm, "Be strong like a man. I will ask you questions, and you must answer me. Would you say that I am unfair? Would you blame me to make yourself look right? Are you as strong as God? Can your voice thunder like His? If so, then decorate yourself with glory and beauty. Dress in honor and greatness as if they were clothing. Let your great anger punish. Look at the proud and bring them down. Look at the proud and make them humble. Crush the wicked wherever they are. Bury them all in the dirt together. Cover their faces in the grave. If you can do that, then I myself will praise you, because you are strong enough to save yourself. Look at the behemoth, which I made just as I made you. It eats grass like an ox. Look at the strength it has in its body. The muscles of its stomach are powerful. Its tail is like a cedar tree. The muscles of its thighs are woven together. Its bones are like tubes of bronze. Its legs are like bars of iron. It is one of the first of God's works, but its maker can destroy it. The hills where the wild animals play provide food for it. It lies under the lotus plants, hidden by the tall grass in the swamp. The lotus plants hide it in their shadow. The poplar trees by the streams surround it. If the river floods, it will not be afraid. It is safe, even if the Jordan River rushes to its mouth. Can anyone blind its eyes and capture it? Can anyone put hooks in its nose? 2 Chronicles chapter 7. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from the sky and burned up the burnt offering and the sacrifices. The Lord's glory filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the Lord's glory filled it. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down from heaven and the Lord's glory on the temple, they bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground. They worshiped and thanked the Lord, saying, "He is good. His love continues forever." Then King Solomon and all the people offered sacrifices to the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people gave the temple to God. The priests stood ready to do their work. The Levites also stood with the instruments of the Lord's music that King David had made for praising the Lord. The priests and Levites were saying, "His love continues forever." The priests who stood across from the Levites blew their trumpets, and all the Israelites were standing. Solomon made holy the middle part of the courtyard, which is in front of the temple of the Lord. There he offered whole burnt offerings and the fat of the fellowship offerings. He offered them in the courtyard because the bronze altar he had made could not hold the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and fat. Solomon and all the Israelites celebrated the festival for 7 days. There were many people, and they came from as far away as Lebo Hamath and the brook of Egypt. For 7 days they celebrated, giving the altar for the worship of God. Then they celebrated the festival for 7 days. On the 8th day they had a meeting. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, Solomon sent the people home full of joy. They were happy because the Lord had been so good to David, Solomon, and his people Israel. Solomon finished the temple of the Lord and his royal palace. He had success in doing everything he planned in the temple of the Lord and his own palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself to be a temple for sacrifices. I may stop the sky from sending rain. I may command the locusts to destroy the land. I may send sicknesses to my people. Then if my people who are called by my name are sorry for what they have done, if they pray and obey me and stop their evil ways, I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now I will see them and I will listen to the prayers prayed in this place. I have chosen this temple and made it holy, so I will be worshipped there forever. Yes, I will always watch over it and love it." But you must serve me as your father David did. You must obey all I have commanded and keep my laws and rules. If you do, I will make your kingdom strong. This is the agreement I made with your father David, saying someone from your family will always rule in Israel. But you must follow me and obey the laws and commands I have given you. You must not serve or worship other gods. If you do, I will take the Israelites out of my land, the land I have given them. And I will leave this temple that I have made holy. All the nations will make fun of it and speak evil about it. This temple is honored now, but then everyone who passes by will be shocked. They will ask, "Why did the Lord do this terrible thing to this land and this temple?" People will answer, "This happened because they left the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God who brought them out of Egypt. They decided to follow other gods and worshiped and served them, so he brought all this disaster on them." 2 Chronicles chapter 8. By the end of 20 years, Solomon had built the temple of the Lord and the royal palace. Solomon rebuilt the towns that Hiram had given him, and Solomon sent Israelites to live in them. Then he went to Hamath-Zobah and captured it. Solomon also built the town of Tadmor in the desert, and he built all the towns in Hamath as towns for storing grain and supplies. He rebuilt the towns of Upper Beth Horon and Lower Beth Horon, protecting them with strong walls, gates, and bars in the gates. He also rebuilt the town of Baalath, and he built all the other towns for storage and all the cities for his chariots and horses. He built all he wanted in Jerusalem, Lebanon, and everywhere he ruled. There were other people in the land who were not Israelites: the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. They were descendants of the people that the Israelites had not destroyed. Solomon forced them to be slave workers, as is still true today. But Solomon did not make slaves of the Israelites. They were his soldiers, chief captains, commanders of his chariots, and his chariot drivers. These were his most important officers. There were 250 of them to direct the people. Solomon brought the daughter of the king of Egypt from the older part of Jerusalem to the palace he had built for her. Solomon said, "My wife must not live in King David's palace, because the places where the Ark of the Agreement has been are holy." Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar he had built for the Lord in front of the temple porch. He offered sacrifices every day as Moses had commanded. They were offered on the Sabbath days, new moons, and the three yearly feasts: the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Shelters. Solomon followed his father David's instructions and chose the groups of priests for their service and the Levites to lead the praise and to help the priests to do their daily work. And he chose the gatekeepers by their groups to serve at each gate, as David, the man of God, had commanded. They obeyed all of Solomon's commands to the priests and Levites, as well as his commands about the treasuries. All Solomon's work was done as he had said, from the day the foundation of the temple of the Lord was begun until it was finished. So the temple was finished. Then Solomon went to the towns of Ezion, Geber, and Elath near the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent ships to Solomon that were commanded by his own men, who were skilled sailors. Hiram's men went with Solomon's men to Ophir and brought back about 34,000 pounds of gold to King Solomon.
Chapter 3.
Brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers. You know that we who teach will be judged more severely. All of us make a lot of mistakes. If someone doesn't make any mistakes when he speaks, he would be perfect. He would be able to control everything he does. We put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us, and we have control over everything they do. The same thing is true for ships. They are very big and are driven by strong winds. Yet by using small rudders, pilots steer ships wherever they want them to go. In the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can brag about doing important things. A large forest can be set on fire by a little flame. The tongue is that kind of flame. It is a world of evil among the parts of our bodies, and it completely contaminates our bodies. The tongue sets our lives on fire and is itself set on fire from hell. People have tamed all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures, yet no one can tame the tongue. It is an uncontrollable evil filled with deadly poison. With our tongues, we praise our Lord and Father, yet with the same tongues, we curse people who were created in God's likeness. Praise and curses come from the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, this should not happen. Do clean and polluted water flow out of the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree produce olives? Can a grapevine produce figs? In the same way, a pool of salt water can't produce fresh water. Do any of you have wisdom and insight? Show this by living the right way with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and filled with self-centered ambition, don't brag. Don't say that you are wise when it isn't true. That kind of wisdom doesn't come from above. It belongs to this world. It is self-centered and demonic. Wherever there is jealousy and rivalry, there is disorder and every kind of evil. However, the wisdom that comes from above is first of all pure. Then it is peaceful, gentle, obedient, filled with mercy and good deeds, impartial and sincere. A harvest that has God's approval comes from the peace planted by peacemakers.